Okay, folks, you are listening to our weekly Torah portion shiur on the book of Netivot Shalom by the Slonim Rebbe. Beautiful Hasidic insights to the Torah portion. And we are in the year 5773 at beautiful Yeshivat HaKotel, overlooking the Temple Mount, overlooking the Mount of Olives, and the Beis Midrash is full, and we're about to rock for this week of Parshat Vayishlach. And today we're going to be actually learning the very foundational idea of religious Zionism. Now, that's not something that you would expect would come out of a Hasidic Rebbe, but the underpinnings of that ideology, or at least what that ideology really means, are here in this short yet extremely powerful chapter heading. And the chapter heading is called Vayichan et Pnei Ha'ir Shekava Tchumin. In the Netivot Shalom, it's page Resh Lamed Beit 232. And it refers to when Yaakov basically parked his whole encampment next to the face of the city, and that of Shechem, and that is where he actually enlarged the Shabbat walking distance that's possible through building a Reuven, through creating a Tchumen, which is a system by which we can actually lengthen the amount that you're allowed to walk on Shabbat. Vayavo Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem, Asher Beretz Knan. Jacob came whole to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Padan Aram, and he parked opposing the city. He parked in proximity to the city. Yesh lomar, omro, vayavo Yaakov shalem, shechazal darshu b'zeh shalem begufo, shalem b'mamano v'shalem b'torato. When he comes to the there's this word that he came whole. He was whole, and he came whole to the city of Shechem. What was he exactly whole in? He was whole in his body, the rabbis say, whole in his finances, and whole in his Torah. He didn't let the 20 years of working practically like an indentured servant in Laban's house, in Lavan's house, to break him on any of these things. And he came whole to the year of Shechem. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, he came whole. But really this means that he had full measure of wholeness. This is fine that he was whole, but what can we learn about this in terms of how do we serve Hashem? How do we learn to be whole from Yaakov? Uve midrash ita vayachan et pnei ha'ir. Nichnas be'erev Shabbat. It says in the Midrash that when he parked next to the city, he came on the eve of the Sabbath, im dumdumei chama, as the sun was just setting, v'kavat chumin mib'od yom. But he had enough time to decide to create chumin. What does that mean, to create chumin? It means to put food about 2,000 amot outside of the walking distance from the city. That way you can walk to the place where you put the food and keep going from there another 2,000 amot. And that way you can lengthen the distance that you're actually allowed to travel on the Shabbat. The only way to do that is on Friday afternoon. Hadamot sheshamar Yaakov the Shabbat kodem shenitan. And this proves to you that Yaakov kept the Sabbath before it was actually even given as a commandment. Od amru b'midrash Avraham she'en ketuv bo shmirat Shabbat Yarashta olam b'mida shenemar kum italech ba'aretz la'orkav v'la'rechba. Before Shabbat was given, even Avram didn't know about the Shabbat. So how did he acquire the land? By walking to its length and to its width. Aval Yaakov shekatuv bo shmirat Shabbat. But Jacob, who is written about him, that he kept the Sabbath, shenemar v'yachan et pnei ha'ir, that it said that he parked close to the city, nichnasim dimdumei chama v'kavat chumin mibeod yom, that he came at the sunset of Friday night, and he was able to before Shabbat set, before Shabbat came in, he was able to create these tchumin, these ways of lengthening the distance that you're allowed to walk. Yarashta olam shelo b'midah. He also acquired the world that has no limitations, that has no measure. Shneimar ve'yazarcha kafar ha'aretz u'faratz le'yam avakedma tzafon ve'negba. Because and to prove this point, the Torah says that your seed shall be like the dirt of the land, and you shall explode, extend, and enlarge in north, south, east, and west. Shezoi nachala b'li meitzarim. The famous concept that Yaakov was able to acquire an inheritance that has no limitations. Why? He's linking it to the Shabbat. Right, Dani? He's linking it to the Shabbat. Why? V'hine kimeduyak b'lashon ha-midrash shemalato shel Yaakov hu shekatuv bo sheshamarta Shabbat. Ki etzem shmirat Shabbat ha-lo kiyem Avraham avinu kol ha-Torah. We it says that Yaakov kept the Shabbos, but didn't we learn that Avram kept all of the Torah? So that's a question, because I thought that Avram also kept the Shabbat. So why is it that it says that only like Yaakov kept the Sabbath and that he had a special linkage to the Sabbath? Why does it say specifically about Jacob that he kept the Sabbath when we know that Avram also probably kept the Sabbath, right? Why does it say davka about Jacob that he kept the Sabbath and therefore he was able to inherit an unlimited inheritance? Why did the Torah talk about the Sabbath within the framework of the tchumen, which is this lengthening of the distance that you can walk? It didn't say that he made kiddush. It didn't say that he did, you know, something. He prayed specially for Shabbat or anything like that. It just said that he lengthened the distance you're allowed to walk. So it's a little bit weird. Here we go. That's the questions. And a lot of times the Netivot Shalom poses questions first and then he answers them the rest of the essay.
Maybe it's like a chazaka kind of thing.
Yeah.
By walking over the whole land and by showing that you're able to walk over it, you're possessing it.
Okay, good. But then that would have been by Avram. Avram kept the Sabbath and walked the land, so why not by Yaakov? V'yesh lomar b'zeh inyan, dehine k'demashma milashon ha-katuv, v'yavo ir shchem asher be'eretz k'na'an. It says, you pay attention to the words, says the Netivot Shalom. And it says that he came to the city of Shechem in the land of Canaan. Sheshchem hi miyad begvul Eretz Yisrael. Shechem is immediately at the border of Eretz Yisrael. Kmo shekatav Ramban, Sheir Sukkot, the Ramban said that the previous city where Yaakov was at Sukkot, he had died mechutz laaretz. It's outside of the land of Israel. V'harei she'az hayta tchilat bo'o b'sha'arei Eretz HaKodesh. So therefore, when we're talking about Shechem, that means that's at the beginning of his entering to the gates of Eretz Yisrael. And if we link up the words of the Midrash that said that this was the Friday night, Friday evening, as the sun was about to set, he came to the land of Israel as the Sabbath was showing its face. Shabbat and Eretz Israel united for Yaakov Avinu. Vehine tachlit avodat Hashem hi ki omram zichronam levracha. The whole purpose of serving God, listen well, it is as the sages, the scholars tell us, shenitave akadosh baruch hu liyot lo dira batachtonim. The whole issue of what we're supposed to serve God is to fulfill the idea that God yearned, had a great urge to have a place in the lower domains. And that's the purpose of the world, to make God a place in the lower domains. V'inyan ze yesh ba'olam shana v'nefesh. And this issue of making God have a place in the lower domains exists in three different planes. One is in the world, physically. Two is in the year, in time. And three is in soul. So physicality, time, and spirit. Ba'olam, this issue, in the world, this issue of creating God, giving God a place in the lower domains, exists where? Ba'olam hu Eretz Yisrael. In this world, it's called the land of Israel. Hamakom ha-mekudash ha-ra'ui la-shirat ha-shechinah. This is the holy place, the place that is fitting to bring down the God's spirit, to put God's spirit into it. That's the land of Israel. Bashana, he has Shabbat. Who Shabbat? Hayom Arui la Ashrat Shechina. during the year, what is it? It's the in time, what is it? The Sabbath. That's where God's presence and glory can inhabit. And Yaakov is the nefesh. Yaakov is this third thing in the soul. That's the children of Israel. As it says, Kmod dekatuv, Yaakov chevel nechalato. Yaakov is his inheritance, is God's inheritance in spirit. Kasher nichnas Yaakov be'erev Shabbat im dumdumei chama le'eretz Yisrael. When Yaakov came Friday afternoon, Friday evening, with the sun setting into the land of Israel, nitztarfu yachad ha'nefesh ha'nivchar bezman ha'nivchar im ha'makom ha'nivchar. At that moment, three things came together: the chosen soul, in the chosen time, in the chosen place. V'igia az letachlit ha'shlemut. And therefore, it was the total completion. That God yearned to have a place in the lower domains. It all came together in the fruition. It all came together when those three things, the triumvirate, came together. That's why it says that that Yaakov came whole into the city of Shechem. His wholeness was not just his own physical wholeness, but actually he came to a wholeness of fulfillment of God's will. Shekibel Shabbat be'eretz Yisrael. What was the fulfillment of God's will? That he accepted Shabbat in the land of Israel. V'kedita the tevash, and it says that the word Shechem, the tevash Shechem, hu nitrikon, it stands for Shem Kevod Malchuto. As in Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Olam Vayed, the honorable name of His kingdom, Shechem, Hameramez LaShrat Shechina, and this refers to His holy name, and His kingdom's holy name refers to this idea of putting God's presence in it. Sham Hisig Darkat Hashlemut B'Tachlit. That is where He fulfilled it in toto, in completion. In completion, when he came to the land of Israel, this Jew, this special person, Yaakov, with those Yaakov soul, into the land of Israel, on Shabbat, that was like, boom, it tied it all together on all those planes, in physicality, in time, and in spirit. All the other commandments have certain limitations. Shirak be'et she'adam osek be'kiyum mitzvah u'kashur aleh. Only when a person is actually doing that mitzvah is he like tied into it. But Shabbat and Eretz Yisrael are different. Those other mitzvot, all the other mitzvot, they have certain limitations. Harek dushat Shabbat veEretz Yisrael mekifot et kol mitziyuto shel ish yudi. But Shabbat and Eretz Yisrael are different because they fulfill, they encompass the whole being of the Jewish person. What does this mean? The whole body, right? The surrounding light and the inner light of Shabbat Kodesh trickle down into and surround all of His being. Kevan Shabbat Shabbat, because the Shabbat came, nichnas kol kulo l'tocha Shabbat. His whole essence goes into Shabbat. Al kol mitziuto, all of His reality goes into the Shabbat. Lo rak haTorah veTfilah uMa'asav haTovim. Not just His study of Torah and His davening and His good deeds, sofkim mikdushat Shabbat, receive a nutrition from the holiness of the Sabbath. Ela afilu achilato, sheinato, v'kol ta'anugav, kulam betzel kinfei haShabbat. Even His eating and His sleeping and all His pleasures, all of them enter in under the shade of the wings of the Sabbath. Ukmo chen Eretz Yisrael, so too the land of Israel. Makefet gam ken et kol metziuto. It encompasses all of His being. Ish Yehudi asherui beEretz Yisrael, a Jew who lives in the land of Israel, kedushat haaretz chofefet alav. The holiness of the land encompasses him. Ve'arehu tovel kulo be'avir shel kedusha. And he is fully dunking in the air of holiness.
Interesting that those are the three big things that you use all your body for. There are three mitzvot. One is mikvah, two is Shabbat, and three is Yeshuva Eretz Yisrael.
And there's one more, sukkah. But he's going to mention that. Watch this. Zeinyan hashleimut sheyesh bebet mitzvot halalu Shabbat v'Eretz Yisrael. This is the completeness, the wholeness that is in these two commandments of Shabbat and Eretz Yisrael. Shakeshar shel Yehudim mahen eino begvul mida. The connection of that a Jew has to Shabbat and Eretz Yisrael doesn't have limitations. It's complete and total. It's not like a specific time limitation or anything like that, or physical limitation. It's total. Elhen makifot et kol metziuto bli mitzarim. It encompasses all of his reality without any limitations. Ukedita beBeit Avraham. It says in the Beit Avraham about Sukkot. Sheim gam besukah yehudi nichnas kulo l'toch hasukah harei kozer rak bet sheyoshev bifnim. The sukkah is also like that, but the difference is that's only when he's sitting inside the sukkah. Umiderech hamitzvah shenichnas v'yotze, but he goes in and out of the sukkah. He goes in and out of the sukkah. Ach b'Shabbat nimtza ish yehudi b'toch hamitzvah kalil. But on Shabbos you can't step out of it. You're totally in it, completely. And so too the land of Israel. And therefore it says that Yaakov came whole. He came to wholeness through these two commandments, which their whole issue, the whole underlying, the underpinnings of it, are these wholenesses. And therefore, this is the issue of receiving an inheritance that has no limitations. Now there's a little bit of a different paragraph here, which he wants to drill down just one more level about how to really reach this. And this is very important for Shabbos, and this is very important for Israel. Le'avin shayachuto hamiyuchedet shel Yaakov shekatuv bo shmirat Shabbat. To understand why Yaakov is mentioned when it comes to Shabbos, why is his mitzvah Shabbat? Madu nizkar zot davka b'ma shekavat chumin. Why is it that it's mentioned in specifically in this issue of why Yaakov was able to enlarge in the area, make larger the area of the Shabbat that he was able to walk through. Yesh lomar al pi man de'amar b'gemara. The way he's going to explain it, why Yaakov is connected to Shabbat and Dafka through this enlarging the way that you can walk it, because it says in the Gemara of Shabbos, kol ha'man neged ha'Shabbat notnim lo nechala b'li meitzarim. Anybody who really enjoys and makes the Shabbat like a total, like in a sense, a kind of pleasure fest, makes his pleasures on the, there's two ways of seeing it, either makes his pleasures on the Sabbath or makes the Sabbath a pleasurable thing, but like really, the bottom line is like really, really enjoys everything about the Shabbat, right? It says about him that he's going to inherit this inheritance with no limitations. Sheneimah v'karata l'Shabbat onig, because it says in the Torah, it says in the Torah that very simply, you shall call the Sabbath a time of pleasure. And it says again, as titaneg al Hashem, and it says then you will really take pleasure with God, v'achalticha nachalat Yaakov avicha, and I will feed you the inheritance of Yaakov, your father. Not like Avraham Yitzchak, and like Yaakov shekatuvu faratz tayam v'ked matzafon v'negba. It's just like Yaakov, where he had no limitations in his inheritance, and he extended north, south, east, and west. So again, he's showing you there is a literary linkage between Shabbat, Yaakov, and an inheritance without any limitations. Ubi'alti b'makom acher, d'inyan ha-me'aneget ha-Shabbat, hu shemashkiya et kol ta'anugav b'Shabbat. He explained, how do you really make Shabbat a pleasurable thing? He says, every single thing that you're going to do on Shabbat, all of your various pleasures, make them for the honor of Shabbat. Sanctify them. Ukmande amar astita negel Hashem. Then it says in the Torah, then you will really derive pleasure from Hashem. Shemekadesh et kol ta'anugav shiyu rak al Hashem. When you sanctify all of your pleasures, that they'll be just for Hashem, just like our rabbis tell us, shelo amru kol mitaneg b'Shabbat el ha'maneg et ha'Shabbat. Our rabbis didn't tell us anybody who has pleasures in the Sabbath, but rather makes the Sabbath a pleasure. Lefichach uzuchel lenachalah bli mitzarim. He receives this unlimited inheritance. One, kevan shemarchiv et gvul ha'kedusha. See, just like Yaakov, he lengthened, he enlarged the limits of the holiness on the Sabbath, of the walking limits. Gam al inyanei reshut v'heter. Now, let me just give you a quick preface. The Netivot Shalom has a recurring theme, which he keeps trying to teach us, al derech avoda, for our service of the Lord, service of God. He says, that the Hasidic way of looking at things is that you have to bring godliness into the mundane. So if you're going to wash dishes for your wife, you got to do it b'simcha, with the consciousness that you're doing it for the mitzvah of shalom bayis, that you're doing it for the mitzvah of having a beautiful home for Hashem, that you're doing it for the mitzvah of having a simcha. And you bring the consciousness of serving Hashem not just to shul or to the Beit Midrash, but actually in every single act. And actually by doing that, the Hasidic understanding is that's actually how you bring Mashiach into this world, because you're really bringing it down to the mundane. Ve'od yesh bebet mitzvot elu, Shabbat ve'eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel and Sabbath have another thing in common, shem b'chirat nachala b'li meitzarim, that is an inheritance without any limitation. Al pi man de'amar b'torat avot, sheyesh bet b'chirat hanaga. There's two kinds of leadership we learned, two kinds of God's leadership. Ha'echad hanaga al pi seder. One is God's leadership and like the way He rules the world according to order. This order is nikra sulam mutzav arza. The ladder is placed on the earth, meaning to say things work in a ladderly way, up and down, feet on the ground, nothing crazy. Through this kind of rule of law, man is judged the whole year through. But there is a different kind of way that God runs the world that is above nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo ve'matzu be'atzmo maniga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself directs us and gives us personal direction without this legal system or limitation system. That's God is upon you. This is, of course, coming from Yaakov's dream of the ladder. Where do you get this kind of leadership of God's rule? Only in Eretz Yisrael. Shehi Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh ota tamid einei Hashem Elokecha ba mireshet hashana vada acharit hashana. The verse says that God judges the land of Israel every day, always. His eyes are on it from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Hainu, meaning, Sheberetz Yisrael tamid b'chol yom u'b'chinat Rosh Hashanah. You hear this? Every single day in Eretz Yisrael is like Rosh Hashanah. You're judged anew every single day. Which is good and bad. Because on the one hand, you get in a lot more trouble, but on the other hand, you could start anew all the time. V'zot natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu berov chama v'chasdav. But he says it's only good because God gave it to us through great mercy and kindness. Yehudi yachol lamshich tamid ha'anaga liyona shelamala min ha'teva ha'netuna b'yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Jew can always pull down, draw down the higher way of having God's, how should we call it, his leadership, his rulership, is the way he runs the world. You could draw that down. Shanagazo ilamala mikol din, ilamala mikol seder v'teva. It's above all judgment, it's above all order, so there's no limitations. You could actually ask God for things that are outside of the normal of normal order. Also Shabbos, guess what? On Shabbos there's no harsh judgments on Shabbos, right? We don't even ask for, we generally don't ask for healing, we don't ask for things because it's above judgment. Basically, all law is suspended. All judgment is suspended on the Sabbath. All judgments kind of flutter away on Shabbat. And that is the wholeness of Shabbat, that a Jew finds himself under totally God's direct intervention, himself. A Jew is able to even create spiritual things that are outside of the realm of nature. Therefore, these two things, Shabbat and Eretz Yisrael, are above all limitations. Mechamat she'ina mugbalim b'meitzari, mitzorei v'gvulei haseder v'ateva hem legamri tachat b'chinat ha'anaga aliyona. The Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael are above all limitations, and they get you direct access and direct rulership of God. Meaning to say, you know what does it mean, direct rulership? It's like you just, it's either you're dealing with some police officer or you're dealing with like God Himself. It's like you got a direct line to the boss. This is what it said, that Yaakov came whole. Because of the holiness of the land of Israel, the Shabbat, and the Sabbath, shenitachdu etzlo bevol Eretz Yisrael b'knisat Shabbat, that united for him when he came to Eretz Yisrael at the entrance of Shabbat, hisig shlemut, he reached wholeness, shenichnas legamri tachat hashgacha elyona, he came under the highest relationship, highest rule, highest authority, v'zachal l'nachala bli metzrim, and therefore he came to an inheritance without any limitations, lamala mikol teva, above all nature. That's the end of that teaching. But the bottom line is for us is this, that there is a certain completion that comes when the Jewish people are united in the land of Israel keeping the Torah. I always say like this, there are three names to the Jewish people: Hebrew, Ivri, Yehudi, and Israel. Ivri is the hardware. We're the hardware. The hardware is that even if a Jew doesn't know the first thing, if a Jew is all alone, he's got no minion, he doesn't know the first thing about Judaism, he's always a Hebrew. He's got a Hebrew mother, he's a Hebrew. Hebrew is the hardware. What's the software? The software is Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is Judaism. Yahadut. So that's the second name, Yehudi. He has a different cultural, you know, makeup, different stories, different laws. So a Hebrew person can practice Judaism, so he's called a Jew. But a Hebrew person practicing Judaism in the land of Israel is called Yisrael. Yisrael, that's the name that we have when we are united in the land of Israel as a Jewish people, as a Hebrew nation, keeping Judaism on the land of Israel. Again, those are the three kind of components. The land, the society, keeping the Torah, and the God above. There's a wholeness. Now, I have come to the conclusion that there's no real point in saying that the diaspora or exile or galut existence is not part of the Torah. We see that Yaakov had to go to galut two times in his life. And we understand that that's actually part of the makeup of the Jewish people, that we also have an existence that's outside of the land of Israel. But that's not wholeness. It's very much part of the story, and it's part of the story of the Jewish people to actually have to leave this land and, in a sense, sanctify the world and bring out the nitzotzot and bring gerim and do all those things that we have to do. But when it all comes together, which is the time, which is the Shabbat and the eternal Shabbat that's coming, and the Jewish people and the land of Israel, there's a completion. That's the issue, Shalem. And it should not be surprising to you that Shalem is the name of Jerusalem.
Israel is the name of Yaakov.
That's right. Very good. It's not that the other way of existence is puzzle. It's not that it doesn't have veracity or viability. It's just that it's not the wholeness. Wholeness is when Rachel Imenu stops crying. Wholeness is where all the children return to the borders of the land of Israel. And that's the miraculous time we're living in right now. You know, it's just, we don't need to look down at the generations who didn't have the opportunity to live in the land of Israel. We don't have to look down at them. We have to see ourselves as completing their great mission. We don't have to look down at our brothers and sisters living in America. We have to love them and help them see that there's a continuation, the completion of the mission. And when God has decided to bring the Jewish people back home to the land of Israel, He's also rushing to get rid of the diaspora. And that's why our diaspora is falling apart so quickly. Really, so quickly. It's because we're in a time of ingathering. And that means that the land of Israel and living in the land of Israel, that's the era that we're living in. So we should strive for that wholeness and completeness. And those of us that are living in the land of Israel, we should strive to bring the Shabbat, i.e., holiness and the holy ideas, to the life here in the land of Israel. It will not be complete either, not just whenever we're all ingathered. That's one part of it. But the other part of it is the Shabbat, to bring holiness and sanctity into this country of Israel, into the people of Israel, and we still have a lot of work to do in that field. Gentlemen, I want to wish you, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, listening to this podcast and our great shir here at Yeshivat HaKotel, I want to wish you a Shabbat Shalom. May we be zoche to see that completeness. May we see all the Jewish people come to the land of Israel, all the souls of Jacob, and may we see the children of Israel keeping the Shabbat b'shlemut here in the land of Israel.